The JEA board is exploring privatization, and city lawyers say a sale of the community-owned utility would not require a voter referendum. City council members Tuesday learned they could okay the sale with a simple vote. 9 council members discussed the potential JEA sale before a throng of utility employees Tuesday. That's after JEA board member and Curry political contributor Tom Petway floated the idea while announcing his retirement last year. As first reported by Action News Jax, JEA leadership offered severance packages to managers who agreed to stay on through a potential privatization process. Councilman Dennis, who called the Tuesday meeting, says he worries that means leadership has already made up their mind.
The meeting today basically has, you know, brought it to the forefront, and now all eyes is on the whole process from beginning to end.
Dennis wants to see Duval County voters weigh in, but it's up to council to decide what to do with public assets. What's not clear is whether council would be prevented from calling a non-binding vote to gauge public opinion, though. Leona Union leader Ronnie Burris says he's concerned what privatization would mean for the 300 JEA workers he represents.
Are they promised a job tomorrow? I mean, we have a workforce that probably averages age 40 years old. It's an older, that in today's time is an older workforce. And it's going to be harder for them to look for jobs. What happens to them? Are they going to be kept? Are they going to be retained?
Council members say they'll hold more public meetings on the subject. Meanwhile, Dennis says he'll look into changing the law to allow for a referendum. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.